The CDC says the problems created by treating juvenile offenders as adults should be seen as threats to public health. Their findings include higher suicide rates for teens in adult prisons than in juvenile detention centers, and little proof that sending juveniles to adult prisons deters them from committing future crimes. Wendy Padgett Henderson of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families cites one statistic in the study that shows that locking up 17-year-olds in adult prisons actually increases crime.
The ones who are in the adult system had, on average, a 34% increase in their rearrest rates. And each time that somebody's being rearrested, that indicates that there's a significant probability that a crime has been committed. And so that's where we can see the negative impacts on community safety.
Padgett Henderson says her group and others will use the report to push for changing the state's juvenile transfer law. Republican State Representative Don Frisky says besides the public safety arguments, there's an economic reason for a change. Frisky says the state isn't getting its money's worth out of its juvenile detention centers that he says have good rehabilitation programs for teens.
We're paying for those services and all those personnel and the facilities now, and yet we're not utilizing those resources when it comes to 17-year-olds and, in fact, some 16- and 15-year-olds. That just doesn't make any sense.
The debate over changing the law will likely heat up after the Legislative Audit Bureau finishes a report about how the law has worked over the past 10 years that it's been on the books. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.